Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Studies indicate that co-sleeping, which is sleeping with your children, can cause lower sleep quality, which results in more nighttime waking and daytime sleepiness. Also concerning as well, on a serious note, sleeping with a baby can be dangerous because, of course, of sudden infant death syndrome. Indeed, according to data compiled by the NPR, a low-risk baby has a 1 in 16,400 chance of dying from SIDS in a parent's bed. The likelihood decreases to 1 in 46,000 while sleeping in a crib in a parent's room. So from that point of view, it's probably not the safest thing in the world to do, is to sleep with your baby. But if your baby wants to sleep and you want to lie awake beside them, I see nothing wrong with that. That's perfectly fine, and most people do that on a regular basis. But just going to sleep in a bed with your baby can be quite difficult. There's also practical benefits to sharing a bed with your baby, particularly if you're a woman who breastfeeds, for example. That can save a lot of time having to get out of bed and feed the baby. But the serious side effect of sleeping with a child in a bed is that they become dependent on you. And they become dependent on having to sleep with somebody for the rest of their lives. That's a psychological thing. That's the serious side, I suppose. But on a lighter note, most men and women think that having a baby in the room is the best contraceptive and certainly reduces the possibility of a healthy sex life, which in turn can cause relationship issues. Now, I spoke to Tara about this, actually, and she reckoned that 2 years of age should be the latest that you would actually have a baby in the bed or a child in the bed. But I know of people whose seven-year-old sleeps with them in the bed. And the reason, when I asked her why she allows the seven-year-old, she said, oh, I've tried to put him in his own room and he just keeps coming back in. He sleeps. He climbs in beside us, in between us. Oh, it's just for peace. I couldn't be bothered dealing with it. And that's for peace's sake. Much to the disturbance of the husband, because obviously no magic is going to happen if the baby's in the bed, clearly, unless there's something very wrong in the relationship. Anyway, so what is the right age to turf little Johnny or Mary out of the bedroom? Completely. Out, you know, caught a lot. Out into your own room. What is the right age? And is there anything wrong with having your five-year-old or six-year-old in the bed beside you on a cold winter's night? The number's 087-188-0008. You might find you do it with the first child, but you never do it again. Susan, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Susan?
Hi. How are you, Niall?
Good.
Nice to be on the show.
Thanks very much for coming on. Susan, what is the latest you would, or the oldest you would have a child in the bed?
I have two children myself, 3 and 7. As soon as they grow out of the Moses basket, into their own room.
Yeah.
Out the door, yeah.
Couldn't agree with you more.
They know no better. And the second one, only for we didn't have the other room done up. She was till 1. We had the travel cost then up until 1. And then that was into our own room and haven't looked back. Unless you wake up in the middle of the night and they've snuck in, you just bring them back. Or, well, sometimes you probably leave them the odd time. But not, like, I've seen it, Niall, and I've seen it with 10 and 11-year-olds.
I know.
And I felt I would never, ever do that. And I was like, oh, you won't, wait until you have your own. And I had my own, and I didn't. And they know no different. Now the two of them are sharing the one room, because there's one bedroom downstairs. We've only two upstairs, the house that we have.
Yeah.
And now they're old enough in a double bed. And he's 7 now. And I said, well, you can be with her now for another 3 years. And he's as happy as a pig. And
you know what? Yeah. I remember my own mother telling me when we had our first child, you know, and I was kind of, you know, when's the right time to get them out of the room kind of thing. And anytime I tried to put him out of the room, he'd cry his eyes out. And she'd say, let him cry. Bring him in a drop of water in a bottle if he needs it. But don't feed him in the middle of the night. That's the worst thing he can do, because he'll wake up every night coming into you looking for food. So I said, she said, give him a drop of water. That'll settle him. And for the first few nights, he'd lie there and they'd be crying and you'd be feeling so bloody guilty. So guilty. But then it just stopped. And it was grand.
But if she comes in the middle of the night, we just literally walk her back into the room, put her back into the bed, tell her she's there. It's the middle of the night.
Do you feel bad?
No. And so you see, the thing, Niall, is I cannot sleep with a kid in the bed. I wouldn't get a night's sleep myself.
Yeah, because they sleep horizontally. They don't sleep. Yeah, and their legs and their arms are flailing out everywhere.
I don't know how anyone. I've heard of the other parent going into the child's room, and this is a 12-year-old, and only recently that's in a size 12 shoe. And mommy is still in the room. And I'm like, you're not.
Is there something wrong with you? Yeah.
There's not giving them any coping skills at all. Like, if you're saying to 11, 12-year-old, all right, you have to go to your own room now, and they don't know any different.
Yeah.
It's you're going.
Well, according to psychologists, by the way, it's a big problem, because It says here, and the practice can also negatively affect older children who may become dependent on bed sharing as a sleep crutch. In other words, they won't be able to sleep unless there's someone in the bed with them.
Yeah, they can't self-soothe themselves or anything. It's like I just did it at the room there and they knew no different and that was it, like, you know, and you're not a bad parent for it.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, steadfast rule from the word go, basically.
Never.
If it was a thundery, noisy night and they were terrified.
That's fine, yeah. I like that, but they'd know that that's it. You know, it's not.
As an exception.
Not a regular thing.
Yeah,
the two of them are quite happy now to be shared. And I got a double bed when she got out of the car. Double bed, and the two of them now are quite happy to be sharing. So,
okay. Is it two boys or two girls? Sorry.
A boy and a girl.
Oh, boy and a girl. So they're quite happy together, are they? All right. Okay, that's grand.
Yeah.
I remember. My sister, my brother used to share a bed when we go on holidays.
Yeah. But the only thing you see is just that I have a bedroom downstairs and two upstairs, so that's why I'm. Eventually, we hope to get another room upstairs, but that is what the way it is now for the next few years until he probably doesn't want to share with his sister, you know. So it's fine.
Well, I suppose they're going to need their own with a bit of privacy as they get older, then.
Of course. Yeah. And that's there as well.
Yeah. So, what are you going to do? Build a room in the attic or something like that?
So, but you know what? It never happened and it wasn't an issue because it wasn't happening.
All right, so your message to all those parents out there who are sleeping with their children every night of the week and have little Johnny or Mary in the middle between them, stop doing it.
My message would be start the way you mean to go on. If you start out like that, it's not going to be an issue when they're 10 and 11. And are you trying to get them? No, I just don't think it's right having an 11-year-old, 12-year-old in the bed dependent on you for sleep.
Also, it kind of does upsets other things too, by the way. I just pointed out. It's daytime radio, so we won't go into it too deeply, but it is the best contraception in the world, I believe. Susan, thank you very much for sharing that with us. Appreciate it. Okay, after break, we'll take one or two more calls on co-sleeping with your children. What is the latest age? Now, I'm looking through some of your WhatsApps and texts here, okay? 4 years of age, no later not. I would even think 4 is a push. Hi, for balance, Niall, can you also say it's a person's choice not to get vaccinated? It should be all about choice and free will, says Mark. Mark, I've said that a million times on the radio. A million times on the radio. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you don't get vaccinated. And I wouldn't judge you, Mark. That is your decision. And I believe it's everybody's decision. Everybody's decision. If you don't want to get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. I've said before a million times, I'm behind the door, I don't agree with treating people differently who are vaccinated and people who are not vaccinated. I don't agree with it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. That's fine. That's your business. I got vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. I'm happy to be vaccinated. That's my business. Don't judge me either. There you go. Let me go to Karen. Karen, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Karen?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Karen, now, when is the latest that you kind of keep the baby in the bed or when do you boot them out?
Well, for me, it was until I finished breastfeeding.
And when was that?
For the first one, the first one doesn't really count. The second one, I fed her for 14 months.
Why doesn't the first one count?
Oh, sorry, he was in hospital for a long time.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Karen.
It's fine.
Is he okay now?
Yeah, he's great.
Good.
He's great. So I did sneak times in with him when I could. So whenever I was able to have him in the bed beside me or sneak him into the bed while he was in hospital.
Yeah, you made up for last time. Yeah,
I did. And then for the second two, my middle one, she was 14 months. I breastfed her for 14 months and she was in with me for all that time. And then she was in her own bed. And the third one, he was with me for 4 months and then he was in his own bed. Now, they napped in their cots in their own rooms during the day, so they knew their own rooms, their own bed and their own cot.
Let me go back to the second one. So for the 14 months of breastfeeding, which is extended breastfeeding,
and
right? And you were pregnant at that stage. You've been a busy woman, Karen, haven't you?
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, did she, or was that a he or a she, the 14-month-old?
She.
Did she find it hard then, because I suppose she had a bit of awareness at 14 months, not like, you know, it's 5 or 6 months old.
Yeah.
Did she find it hard then to adapt to get into her own room?
Yeah, I mean, it took a little while, you know, crying, she'd be calling for one of us or whatever. But, you know, we just stuck to her guns. It was time for her to be in her own room at that stage. And she settled fairly quick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I'm not traumatised by it and she certainly isn't.
Did you not shed a little teeny tear?
No, thick skin. You know, they have to get on with it.
Did it ever worry you, by the way, sleeping in the bed? Because they don't recommend, you know, they
don't recommend it. But no, it didn't.
Because I was actually in shock on a very serious note, okay? Because I was looking at the Academy of Pediatrics and on their site they talk about sudden infant death syndrome. And thankfully, your children are a bit older now, so we can talk about this in a bit of a safer manner. But they say here a low-risk baby is a 1 in 16,400 chance of dying from SIDS, right? In a parent's bed. The likelihood increase or decreases to 1 in 46,000 when sleeping in a crib. So in other words, it increases fourfold, essentially, by having the baby in the bed. I'm assuming that's because when we fall asleep, we kind of flail our arms around and, you could suffocate the baby, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd imagine. And with my first, I mean, it was definitely not really an option. Yeah, I had moments where he'd be beside me, but I'd be awake. I would have never fallen asleep with him beside me because he was a high-risk baby.
Okay.
So I wouldn't have done it with him. Whereas the other two, it's not that I didn't care or anything. I just felt more confident as a mother that they were safe with me.
I know we should all encourage breastfeeding, and it certainly is the best thing to do, by the way. And I'm not having a go at parents who don't breastfeed or women who don't breastfeed for many different reasons. But in saying that, that does mean lack of sleep, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I wasn't getting up. I did try it. I did try, getting up, sitting in a chair to feed my baby. I was wrecked.
Right, it was just a matter of lying there, trying to get into the right position and hoping for the best.
And I could sort of doze a little bit while she fed.
Yeah.
I didn't have to deal with burping or bottles. And that was my choice. The third time round, it didn't work as successfully as it did for my middle one. It didn't last as long, and it was definitely...
Would you not just express into a bottle and give it to the hubby and say, you sit in the chair, will you?
No. The hassle even of that. Jesus, no, I'm exhausted thinking about it. No, it was just easy to feed her, and I was able to doze, and I knew she was okay.
Stay there just for a second, because I want to go to Jay as well. Jay, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. Jay.
I have to do it now.
Yeah, what age were you breastfeeding at? No, I'm joking. Jay, you're going through this right now.
Oh, stop. I have a starfish in the middle of my bed.
A starfish in your bed?
Yeah, and for some reason she heats up and then just everything comes off, blankets, the whole lot.
Right, okay. So, and she's five?
Yeah.
Jay.
Stop, yeah.
What are you doing?
I come here, I'd be drunk outside. I was my dad George jump out into the bed.
why have you allowed that to happen at 5 years of age?
Well, she was meeting away so much, I suppose. Ourselves.
Why, are you feeling guilty or something?
Not me, no. Listen, this has nothing to do with me. I'm just a poor fellow who has to suffer. This was started long before I ever knew what was going on.
So, in other words, because you are a trucker and you're staying out overnight and you're only home with the weekends, your other half decided, I want company in the bed.
She'd load up the bed, the dog, the bloody kid, the old name. Came home one Friday night late and I thought I was in the wrong house.
And it's just turned into a habitual thing now.
Remember that film, Cliffhanger, and Sylvester Stallone was hanging onto the side of the mountain with his fingernails?
Yeah.
That's me on a Friday night.
When I go from one caller who's a sensible woman, like Karen, to you, Jay, who sounds completely irresponsible in this situation.
We know how many kids... irresponsible here has, don't we?
Oh, yeah, well, you think you would have learned after eight children, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? But I mean, so how long more are you going to let it happen for?
I don't know. I was thinking of buying one of them cattle prods.
Has she got her own room?
Oh, God, yeah. She's two rooms. She's normally now, when I do get enough and I kick her out, she'll go into her brother.
Right.
And he'll kick her out. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, and you'll hear her waddling across, giving out her, that way, and she's into her own bed.
Right, okay, so she does. Yeah, see, this Karen, this is the problem when you leave them in the bed when they're toddlers. They turn into starfish.
I can kind of understand, my husband works at the weekends and works nights and all that as well at times, and if one of them wakes during the night, I am not going in and out like a blue...
So it's easier just to leave them there,
it's easier just to let them come in beside me. It can be a bit of a nightmare. If I get the opportunity, I normally sneak out and go into the spare room and leave my husband in bed with the kids.
Right. We can see where all this conversation is really going here, can't you?
His own room.
By the way, for those of you who've just got married or have just met somebody and you're madly in love and you don't have children... Listening to the show today should put you off it for life.
No, they'll be the one saying, I'm not going to do that now, and my Johnny's born.
They're great ones, aren't they?
Yeah, well, look, you wouldn't swap it for the world, but would you?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. I can actually hear that you have your hands full in the background there, by the way, Karen.
I know, I'm just on the way.
You're on the way to what? Oh, we've lost her. She's on the way nowhere. Where are you off to?
I'm on the way to a school run.
Oh, right, okay.
My kids, the neighbour's kids, I'm a glutton for punishment.
Right. Absolutely, you might as well. Listen, thanks, lads. Gotta take a holiday. Gotta take a break. I need a holiday. Was that somebody saying goodbye there?
It's not Daddy.
put him on. How old is he?
Jessica, say hello. It's the man on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, Jessica?
Okay.
Jessica, do you ever sleep in your mammy's bed?
Yeah.
I tell you what you do tonight, okay, is a little treat. Your mammy told me that you can stay in her bed all night.
Well, Daddy's on night tonight, so it's a given.
Thank you very much indeed, Karen. Thanks, Jessica. See you. Bye. See you, Jake. All right, got to take a quick break. Keep texting. Keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. I see John Long is WhatsApping in again. Nice one. I'll see you in the Voodoo Rooms in Cork soon. Well, you never know. When the light goes back open, of course, there could be classic hits. Listener parties could be back very soon. You never know. Yes, John, you are in the draw, by the way. I did mention your name, of course. And Damien, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Damien?
Well, Noel, how are you?
Now, Damien, you're 6'4".
Yeah.
Big man. Wife is just under 6 foot. Tall woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The baby's 14 months old and stuck between the two of you.
Noel, I'm not joking. For a lad his age, this is a big boy. He's in clothes. Already 3 to 4 years.
Right.
Now.
Well, if he's at the springing from you and your missus's loins, he's obviously like father and mother. Yeah.
I'm not joking. We have an inch of bed to sleep on. He just takes up the whole lot of it. He's a disaster.
Stupid question. So why is he there?
Sometimes it's just easier to put him in.
Damien, come on. Be a man. Now, is your wife enjoying this? I mean, is she okay with this? Is she happy with it?
Not really, no, because I tell you, he absolutely pulls her hair over all night. That's like a comforting film.
Right, it's a comforting to pull her hair.
Yeah, that's a god, he's mad.
What's his name?
Killian.
Is this Killian here? They've just sent me in a picture.
The picture.
Yeah, with the sunglasses and the blue shorts on him.
Yeah, he's only 12 months in that.
You're having a laugh, I thought it was a 4-year-old.
I'm just joking, I told you he was a big boy.
Jeez, he is tall, isn't he? God bless him.
Oh my god, he's well built and he's a sturdy.
I know, yeah, he's got the, you know what he has? I'd say when he's a baby, he had those twisty on feet, hands. Do you know when you see a baby sometimes and they have the kind of chubby fat right down their wrists and their arms look like their hands look like they're screwed on?
Yeah. I'm telling you, he's been a monster. He was 9 pounds 14, I think, when he was 9 pounds 15 when he was born.
Right, okay, a healthy young man. Right.
Oh, he's absolutely flying, but getting some sleep now.
And have you tried to kick him out of the bed?
Yeah, we tried putting him in the cot, but you see, he's so tall, he can kneel enough to play.
Nah, you couldn't put him in the cot. Would you stop? He's just climbed back over it again.
Absolutely, he's well able to go up in the chairs and all now, he climbs all over the place, he's just a big, big lad, and he's fair handling now, he's fairly relentless as well.
And have you had a discussion with him about it? Have you said, listen, son, listen, Gillian, man to man, it's time that you get a bit of independence, me and your ma are sick of you.
We've had a couple of them with him, at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right, okay, and he's just not willing to move.
Nah, he's quite happy cuddled into his mammy and his daddy. Well, more so his mammy, but Jamie, Mackie.
And does he at least sleep vertically? I mean, or does he end up horizontal across the top of the bed? And
he was asleep on top of my wife actually had to take him off my head the other night. He was asleep on top of my head. He was lying across me, right across my head, and I couldn't sleep. And I didn't dare try to move him or wake him. Because if he's up, he's up, and that's that.
Right, and I'm just looking, by the way, it says at the bottom of this picture, this is 12 months old, he's now 14 months old, so another 2 months has been added to the height.
And I'm telling you, he's just grown and grown at an awful rate. I mean, the doctors even brought us in just to get a second look at him because they couldn't believe the size of him for his
age. They thought there was something genetic in this. We need to look at this.
He's just a big, big lad, yeah, but sleep and an inch of bed, that's pretty much our life. At
okay, well, hold on a second because Bernie, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. Bernie, have you any tips here for Damien?
No, just enjoy it, Damien, because I had the four of them in the bed.
Four of them?
I don't think I could handle four.
Well, we had two girls, right, so the two girls are in the middle and the two lads are on each side. And I tried, we had a bedroom made up for them, put them in, they slept on the floor, came back in the middle of the night. Oh, my God.
So, so there was you and the other half and the four kids?
Yeah.
That must be some bed.
I don't know how we made four kids with all that.
There's always a way.
Cover his eyes. Cover his eyes.
Spare him.
So, Bernie, so the two girls are in the middle, the two lads are on the outside, and you two were in the inside. So there was six years in a line in the bed.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So one of them used to get on top. She used to sleep across the pillows with her nappy, so it'd have it cocked in your face. And then the other one, would you, I was breastfeeding. Once he'd swapped them over, so oh my God!
Oh, James! Damien, you better go with embarrassment now. Bernie wins the prize.
Me giving out, I think you have problems.
So, and what age were they, Bernie, when it kind of came to an end? 17. No.
She's only moved out last week and he turned
28. And he was still doing it.
So, oh, my God.
No. What age were they? What age is the right age to get them out of the bed?
Oh, I swear to God, I don't know if there's any right age. They have to kind of, no matter how many, I've seen so many parents, you know, when they get to one or two, thinking, okay, they might move out now, and they're sneaking in the middle of the night, and you wake up in the morning, there's one up between you, or there's one, you know, banging at the side of the bed to get in. So, I mean, I used to get up at 6:30 to go to work anyway, so it was for convenience, I suppose, I did it.
Right. Well, Damien is his little fella. When I say little fella, he's not a little fella at all, actually. He's like a grown adult. He's 14 months old. And yeah, and you know, and Damien and his missus are not small people by any stretch of the imagination. They're tall people, so there's no room in the bed for him.
Oh,
literally,
no. I've got a king size bed. My husband was 6 foot, and I was 5'11", so we made room for him.
So yeah, is it a queen size? Is the bigger, isn't it?
Or
is
it queen size? Yeah. The super king. Is there a super king or something? I don't know.
What's the big one? Is it queen size not the biggest or a king? Which is the biggest? King size or queen size?
Queen is bigger.
Queen is bigger, yeah. But I had only the king size, so I was on the, so I was a 6 foot by 6 foot or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, and in those days, I mean, you know yourself, I mean, buying a bed back in the 80s, like the biggest bed you could get was a king size. I don't even know if a queen size even invented.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was grand for us. It was doable, you know? I mean, we did it. And like they're grown up and they're fine and they didn't have any mental health issues after.
So what was the oldest they were in the bed till? I mean, who was the last one to leave the bed?
Okay, so that would be the 34-year-old. So she would have been about two and a half, three before she left.
Okay, that's doable.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, like, I mean, they did hop in and out occasionally, you know, yourself with a toothache or, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
A fever, you'd keep them in because you didn't want to be up and down. I suppose it was a convenience for us as well. You know, if they were a bit sick, at least you haven't.
So did you bring it to an end or did they?
They did. I'll be honest. The two lads went out one night and thought, well, that's it. You know, we have two single beds here. Why are we trying to, you know,
squeeze in here? So I'm just wondering, can you give Damien some advice here?
Well, listen, at 2 or 3 years of age, I think my lad would be coming in from work this week.
He'd be bringing his girlfriend home.
We're in trouble.
So could you give him some advice? Is it a case of just someday, one night, you're just going to have to say, that's it, into your bed, put up with the crying for a while, and eventually he'll get used to it?
We were both like, we draw straw, I mean, we didn't, but we said, okay, so I'll go up tonight and you go up with you at the sleeping time. Usually Michael has gone down around 8:30 at night. So you get up and you'd stay in the bed with them until, say, 9:30. It could even be 10 o'clock some nights. You'd nearly fall asleep in the bed. But as soon as they fell asleep in any shape or form, you felt comfortable that they weren't moving. You know, when you move your arm from one of them, they start shifting. But as soon as that all kind of calmed down, they were dead to the world. you could kind of get out then and just leave the door open and the light on.
I remember doing that. I remember that. Yeah. Remember the arm would be under them and you'd slowly slide the arm out. You'd rather sever your arm off than wake them. I remember my son was a devil to get asleep. So what I used to have to do was he'd fall asleep if I had him in the car on a bumpy road in his chair, right? So yeah. I'm sure the neighbours thought I was nuts, right? But I'd bring him out to the car at 7 o'clock, put him into his chair, go up the back road of Swords up towards the airport, right? And I'd purposely kind of move the steering wheel like this to shake the car. People must have thought, if the guards ever saw me, they'd arrest me. Anyway, within a few minutes, he'd be asleep, back to the house, and then you're trying to get him out asleep and up the stairs. You know, that kind of creeping up the stairs. And as soon as you get halfway up and something would happen, I don't know, somebody would close a door somewhere and he'd wake up and look at you smiling and then you go, Jesus.
Here we go.
Back into the car again. Another trip. No, I've done all that, been up the mountains and I've even drove as far as up the mountains. I've done everything.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't work. It was, at the end of the day, they ended up in the bed. So, I mean, which was better? At least you weren't on the road.
Well, look, for all those future first-time parents who are listening today, you know what you have ahead of you. Damien, listen, thanks very much indeed.
Don't do it.
Thanks, David. How are you and your missus? Good luck getting that young flower, that little man out of your bed. Bernie, thanks very much indeed for joining us.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.